Welcome to the Conversations in the Hookah Lounge Show, a G. Lou Show production. I am G. Lou. Tonight's show is hosted by Miss Dee Dee Harrison and Miss Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. But this is the Conversations in the Hookah Lounge Show. We usually do this show on YouTube, but tonight we will be doing it on Blog Talk Radio right here on the G. Lou Show as well. So if you're tuned in out there listening across the world, wherever you are, across the nation, across the world, the several seas, make sure you tune in online, blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Or you can call in. The call-in number, the phone lines are open tonight. The call-in number is 914-803-4001. This show is sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.2 FMism, theglushow.com, Dee Dee Harrison, and Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. Tonight's special guest will be recording artist Cozy Dance from Los Angeles, California. Let me play some music, and we'll get the show started.
All the language. Get some of the best. Let's speak Spanish. Let's speak Spanish. All the language. Bring me on my dash trying to figure out the language. I'm speaking Spanish, but there isn't really Asian. Bring me on my dash trying to figure out the language. I'm speaking Spanish, but there isn't really Asian. Friends on the gram, but they really ain't related. They fake, but a nigga won't hate him. Friends on the gram, but they really ain't related. They fake, but a nigga won't hate him.
So we're trying to get a teammate. Like a king, and my ass ain't bacon. She on me, but I know that she taken. Heartbreak kid, she ready to replace him. Double back, running back like a fucking punt. Niggas be mad when I pull up with a coast on. Doing a dash real fast, one good run.
Niggas mad, niggas sad that I'm getting though. I'll bust on the nigga, what he tripping for? I never put my trust in a bitch or hoe. We got me so high, now I'm moving slow. Baby wanna D-ride, ain't no moving her. Pop a perk, now I'm seeing only two of her. She just wants Chanel bag and a Gucci shirt. Now I got the bitch sleeping in my district fur.
Born in my fur, tryna roll up the smell good. I wet a nigga up like a scale wood. Born in my fur, tryna roll up the smell good. I wet a nigga up like a scale wood. On my dash trying to figure out the language. I'm speaking Spanish, but there isn't really Asian. Bring on my dash trying to figure out the language. I'm speaking Spanish, but there isn't really Asian. Friends on the gram, but they really ain't related. They fake, but a nigga won't hate him. Friends on the gram, but they really ain't related. They fake, but a nigga won't hate him.
Welcome to Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. What's going on, Sissy?
Hey, how you doing?
It's me, Dee Dee. You don't have to put that out there.
Welcome to the Hookah Lounge.
Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. Welcome to the Hookah Lounge. We have a fantastic guest tonight, artist, inspiring artist, upcoming artist. He's on fire. You heard some of his music at the beginning of the show. So, hey, if he's in the green room, let's bring him out. Go ahead and introduce him, Sissy.
Oh, he's not here yet. So you guys can just carry on since he's here. He's not here yet.
Oh, he's not here.
Okay. You know, we're excited to have him on the show tonight. I know we're doing things a little different tonight. You don't get to see us on our YouTube screen. And me with my hookah and Queen with her gorgeous face. But we're happy for everyone that's tuning in, listening to us. We appreciate all the support that we get, and we are excited to have Cozy Dance tonight. Like Queen said, he's a up-and-coming rapper. A lot of people know who he is. He's what they call hood famous. So he's got a lot of videos on YouTube. He does a lot of collabs, and he has a new CD or EP. You know, they call him something different now, out. So we want to promote him, get to know him, talk to him, and see what he's all about, get to know him. And if you watch our videos that we put up to sponsor the show, you got to see some of his music. And I put some of his music videos up on my Instagram, too. So go back, DD_Harrison, check out his music, follow him at Cozy Dance, and you can see his music there. And on YouTube, he's got his music videos there as well. So you don't want to miss that. Check out any of the videos. I know you said you were looking at some of his stuff.
I looked at his videos. I love his style. I love his lyrics. I'm excited to see what inspired some of his music. So, yes, I did check him out. A very handsome young man, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's
eye candy. He's eye candy for the young ladies out there.
Oh, that he definitely is.
Definitely excited to have him on. And you said that he does, what else? You said he's a writer as well. What else?
He used to play football. I was going to get into that when he gets on the show. But he also, that's him singing also. He sings and he raps. So that's his voice when you hear, like on the last video that we put up for the show tonight. That's him singing. That's him. So it's not somebody else doing those lyrics or that vocalization. That's actually him. So he's very talented. Yeah.
Yes.
Excited to have him tell us about himself, how he got, what made him switch careers and all of that. He's got an interesting story. That's how I wanted to bring him on and highlight him and everyone can.
Hey, Didi, where did he grow up at in L.A.? Where did he grow up at?
Pretty much Lancaster in L.A.
Okay.
He's kind of been around. I'll let him explain everything to you, but. For the most part, Lancaster, because that's where he played football and everything. But for the most part, Lancaster, yes.
Oh, Lancaster, okay. Hey,
is he good friends with your sons?
He's the funniest part is I've known him since he was a little guy. Just found out like 2 weeks ago he's literally blood cousins with my sons. They've always called each other cousins because they've known each other for 20 years, but they literally found out that they're blood cousins. Yes, pretty much. They've known each other all their lives, so, you know, they considered themselves cousins, and then they found out they truly are cousins.
So where did they get this information?
Because they have a cousin in common when they got to talking, and he was telling me who he's related to. I was like, oh, my goodness, so are my sons, which makes them cousins. So I was like, oh, my goodness, this world is so small. So, I watched him grow up. And then, you know, I kind of disappeared for a little while, and I came back, and he knew exactly who I was. It's kind of, I got to hang out with my old friends, which I've known for over 20 years, and that's a friendship. You know, when you have friends like that, it's a core group of us girls that no matter what we do or branch out in our lives, we come back together, and it's always like we never separated. So, and one of my good friends, this is her son. So I had the opportunity to watch him grow up when he was small, and then when I listened to his music, I was like, oh, my goodness, you are really talented. So I was like, we have got to get you on the show.
Well, we got him on there, so I'm excited to hear what he has to say. Listen, I want to give a shout-out to OG Steve. He's listening now to the show. I want to give a shout-out to him and ask everybody to pray for his mom, to continue to pray for all of us who know of the situation and those who don't know to pray for OG Steve.
Yes, prayers up.
Mom. Yeah.
Prayers up, Steve.
And,
you and your family, man.
Yeah. And also, I want to give prayers to Bobby Brown for losing his son, who was 28 years of age. He lost his son a couple of days ago, so prayers off to Bobby Brown as well. Yeah.
And yeah, Brown went through it, man. He lost back to back, like, bro, wow.
Yeah. And they're so young. His daughter in her 20s, and then, you know, and he's really broken behind this. I've been following the story on that. So.
He is.
Yeah.
Lost
so,
Whitney.
Yeah,
he lost himself, came back. I mean, that man has been through a lot. Man, yeah.
Yeah, lost his daughter. Yeah, his daughter, like, yeah. So, you know, prayers up for Bobby Brown. Prayers up to everybody who's grieving and you know, who have a loved one who may be in the hospital, not able to go and visit them. Prayers out to everyone, and everyone still be safe with this coronavirus because the numbers are definitely going up. So still be safe with that. Be mindful of that as well. And also, I wanted to ask you guys, what did you think about the Gucci Mane and Jeezy battle? If you all seen it, I mean, I seen that. That was.
And you don't even want my. Yeah. You don't want me to get in that. That's a whole other conversation. I think we. We're going to get into that later, or maybe on the live or something, because I got a whole lot to say about that, but I ain't even going. This is a whole different show, right? So don't even open that can tonight, Queen. Like... We may want to, if we got time later, that's a whole other, but yeah, we definitely going to speak about that. I got a whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
To say, huh?
But,
that olive branch.
Whole
yeah,
lot, but
I'm
going
like,
to speak
yeah,
that later.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to give my
so
spiel
listen.
On it, because I got a lot to say. What's up?
Tomorrow. Is our own man, the man himself, Jesus' birthday. Yeah, the man himself, you know.
Well, now.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Bring it
tomorrow
on home.
Is his birthday. So we expect everybody to tune in and listen to G. Lou. I guess he's going to serenade himself because I can't do it. If I was able to do it from here, then I would be serenading him. So.
We're going to kick it off. We're going to definitely kick it off on the G. Lou Show tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk, OG Sundays, you know, with my incredible cast, Queen Jean, Floss, Hank, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. And then we're going to carry on into the after hours. You know, we're back tomorrow night on YouTube, so we're going to have a beautiful time. So, I just want everybody to celebrate with me. It's COVID. I ain't going nowhere, so I'm going to spend it with my loved ones and good people. So if you're able, hang out with us tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have him sit on his throne. Gonna elevate that throne.
Yeah, you gotta listen to both shows.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the Sunday.
Yeah,
OG
this, Sunday one is just gonna. You already know we're gonna. I'm gonna have something real special. OG Sunday is real old lowrider oldies, like incredible stuff. Queen's gonna help me out with a play. It's just gonna be incredible. Then we're gonna take you in into the into the night. You know, it no telling what could happen on after hours, but. The OG Sunday show is going to be incredible. I just want to put that out there. Yeah.
Yes. Bring your personality.
It might be a little tips, but I'm gonna hold it together because see that's my new thing. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be on point. You know what I mean? But we're gonna have a good time.
We're gonna have a funky good time.
Well,
hey,
exactly. And I'm gonna tips before you. So there you go. I've been sober all day, so. I'm gonna mess up tomorrow. How about that?
I've been sober all week. I've been trying to change my ways, right? I've been sober all week because I just been down. I had to reevaluate my whole self and character and shit. Motherfuckers had me out of bounds a bit, so I had to reevaluate myself. So I've been sober all week. You know what I mean? I'm having a small
right.
drink right now just because you know it's my celebration. But I'm gonna get me a nice bottle of Remy Martin VSOP tomorrow. You can believe that. But all week I've been sober though. So you know I've been rededicating myself, and I'm gonna be a new man, you know, after tomorrow. So I'm just letting you know. But tomorrow, I can't promise anything. Tomorrow, you know what I mean? Because I'm gonna have PSOP in me. But after tomorrow and tomorrow, I'm gonna be
11,
a new man. Believe that.
11:23,
believe that.
Y'all. 11:23. We got
I'll
someone.
Be a new man.
You know, that's when the dedication.
Y'all inspire me to be a new man. So that's what I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna be on you for this rebirth. You know what I'm saying? With this new chapter that you are gonna be. So
okay.
We got
please
to
stay on me, Queen, because I'm committing. Man. Sure.
Yeah, because you got this.
Sure.
You got this on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta stay on you. You know what I'm saying? So I got
right,
you.
Right.
No worries.
Right.
You know, I got you. Without
thank
a ball,
you.
Without a genie ball, just straight out, straight from
thank
the spirit.
Queen.
So yeah, has our guest arrived?
Well, I'm not sure if he let me see if he is because we got a few people out there tuning in. I'm not sure what these numbers are. You know, I wasn't pre-screened, but if you are out there, press one so we'll know that you and we can bring you in because I wasn't pre-screened with all the numbers, so I can't see you like we're on YouTube. So if you are out there, press
there
one so I know you're there and we'll bring you in.
A 562
excuse me?
Number maybe a 562 number.
Yeah.
Try
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, press one. Cozy, if you have press one, I sent you a text trying to do both
but
at the same
time. But I want them to press one because I don't want to bring them in if they don't want to be heard, you know, because it's just numbers out there. If they don't press one, I don't just want to bring them in and they didn't want to speak. So if you are out there and you want to speak, you want to come in, press 1 so I know that you want to come in. If not, you just may be listening in. But if you want to speak and come on into the show, press 1 so we'll know that you're ready to come in. Because I don't want to bring anybody in that don't want to be, you know, they be like, nigga, I was just over here sitting, you going to bring me in? I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? So let me know if you want to be like, you're just going to bring me in. I like, you're just going to bring me in. I'm over here just trying to listen, man. You're going to bring me in. I don't want to do that, okay? So let me know. Holler if you hear me. Holler if you hear me.
Yeah, press.
Why do we play one of your songs while we wait? You want to play another one of the songs? What song did you play the last time?
We could do that. What song you want to play, Dee Dee?
Hey, Too Many L's. I like that one.
Too Many L's.
That's your one right there. That's the one, Dee Dee?
Well, no, my favorite is Coop Flag, but we don't have it. And then I love Mr. Dog Hunt. I love that one, too. I got a lot of favorites.
Okay. Okay.
But
let's do this. Dee Dee L. One of Dee Dee's favorites. Cozy Dan coming up.
I love that song.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. And what is it called? The L's? Losing the L's? What is it called?
Too many L's. Oh, no, that was
taking them lost, huh? Huh?
Yeah, I was over here dancing, and that was Dog Hunting that he just played.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, he got a lot of flavor, I see.
Yeah, I like his music because he switches up his style. It's not always the same exact style. Like, he has different, you know, some people just have one style. And he switches his up. Like, it's not
I
always
like his
the
music
same exact
too. Where is he at?
I told him the press. I told him the press one.
I rock with you too, Cozy Dance. I fuck with you, little homie. But where are you at? Do I need to pull up over there where you at, homie, and pick you up or something? Come on, Cozy. You know what's going on over here, man. Come on, Cozy.
I know.
Let's get this thing popping, man. These ladies out here looking for you. These ladies see you off on the YouTube. They seen your video, so they trying to see what's happening with you. Maybe a few of these ladies may want to holler at you and get tapped in with you, homie. So we need you here, man, because we got these ladies up there waiting. They all on the line. And where's Cozy Dan's at? Where's this little fly little dude at? So they looking for
yeah,
you.
Right?
Where you at?
Yeah, that eye candy. They want to know what's cracking. Like, they want to hear that voice without the lyrics. Like, just your voice. So what's happening, Cozy Dan?
It is that smooth, huh? It is that smooth.
Yeah.
You hear that serenade.
Right. You know, TikTok. Those hands are moving on that clock. We want to give you some time, not just 30 minutes.
I know, the whole hour. I know we did a lot of switcheroos this week, but I did talk to him earlier, so he was ready for 7 o'clock. I'm just hoping nothing happened to him. We've had COVID hit our family this week.
Nothing happened to him. We're not
going to be. Yeah, I know. We'll take that back. We've had a rough
COVID ain't going to fuck him up that quick. COVID take a minute to kick in, so it ain't that COVID. Come on now, Cozy.
Yeah.
Let's get it popping, baby.
This week.
I'm talking. Come on.
Two cousins and the mom got sick this week. So when I tell people that COVID is real, stop thinking that it's not real, because it's hit so many family members and so many people that I know that have been close to my family have been sick from it or passed away from it. So it is really real. That's my public service announcement for the evening. Take it seriously.
Yeah. They're talking about closing us down again out here. But look, what is the weather like out there in California today? Because out here in Charlotte, we had a beautiful day. So what was it like out there in Cali?
Oh, it was nice. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. So it was really nice for a change. Either it's hot during the day and then really cold at night, or it's been really strange weather out here in California. Whoa, I can't speak for the whole California.
What
I would
about
love to do some.
G-Lou.
He left us.
You say what?
He leaves us
he
alone.
Said, I'm bouncing to Cozy Dan come.
And he's like, I got
hey,
excited for Cozy Dan.
Look,
I'm here. What's happening?
You guys see G-Lou's Instagram post? G-Lou, hey, I don't know if he had to use a dolly to bring all those packages in or what, but they were coming in.
Hey, yeah, I got love, man. They showing love to me, man. I appreciate all that love, man. I appreciate that love, man. That really made me feel good, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, from what I hear, I still got stuff coming in. So, you know, I appreciate the love, man. It's more coming. So I appreciate that, man. You know, God is good. The atmosphere is good. The people, you know, that I love is good, that I rock with. Energy.
Yes.
INNERG.
Yes.
You know, as Gene says, it is beautiful.
Energy.
You know, so I appreciate all the love. Yeah. Appreciate all the love. And then, you know, I just appreciate able to be here just tonight, just on this platform, you know, that we have this platform that we have and that we have been having for years. And, you know, and then just the new things we have coming. We introduced new shows this year, just like Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, which is taking off to be an incredible, groundbreaking show. So I just appreciate being here Saturdays, Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays with Tweed, you know, whenever my voice can be heard. And the Lord gives me a voice to speak with and wakes me up every morning. I'm definitely, you know, just very grateful. So just another day right here. That is my born day. Just another day. But it's definitely a day to celebrate. But, you know, every day that we wake up and are here and healthy, have health, you know, it may not be about the wealth, but you have health. You can speak. You can move your joints. You know, you can think with your brain is not fried or messed up. And you know what I mean? I can get in a car or whatever I need to go to move around and have a roof over my head. Those things right there are just so incredible. You know, so I'm just thankful.
Yeah. Hey, a shout-out to Jane. Today is her birthday. A shout-out to J.T. Thompson, the writer for
Yeah, shout-out to Jane.
Life
my long-lost home girl. Man, shout-out to Jane. Happy birthday, girl.
Yeah, J.T.
How can I forget
your
day before? Shout-out to Jane.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my boy,
so, yeah.
Man, I ain't even seen.
Yeah, today is JT's birthday as well.
Since the Ujima thing stopped, you know, they've been low-key now. So I almost forgot. Shout out to JT. It's his birthday today. They've been back low-key
yeah.
and cut since they the episode. But shout out to JT and the whole Writers for Life Films family over there, man. Definitely.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I just Blue, oh my goodness, that movie. Even me and my son watched it, the 19-year-old. That movie is really, really good.
I told you. That's why I bought you that DVD. Frank Blue is that's a dope ass movie. Yes.
Oh,
that's one of my favorites. That one.
It kept that 19-year-old's attention, so you know it was a good movie.
Yeah,
you know,
that's one of my favorites. That besides the console, Hands Up. Yeah.
Oh, Hands Don't Shoot. Oh, that one is amazing. But you guys have to check out.
Yeah, JT did his thing with producing those movies right there. But yeah, you know, on the weekend he's not on social media at all either. So.
Oh yeah, he's not on there anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
nobody, you know, since the thing kind of concluded, they all been kind of low key. So you know, shout out to Ujima's Village for a successful season one or two. I don't know what season this is, but they had a successful run. Thank you to everybody who supported and supported them, and they won awards and everything. So shout out to Ujima Village for another successful season.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Shout out to Rockstar Life Film. Yeah.
And look,
it is hilarious.
And look, if you can go back and check out Tweed's show from this past Thursday with Midnight Star. That was a great show that you all had.
Yeah, that was good. That was classic.
I mean, I learned something. You know, I didn't know they were behind some of the Whispers music. When he said that, I was like, okay. A lot of people that they wrote songs for, that I was totally shocked. So, yeah, that was a great show. So, shout out.
Me too.
Yeah.
Learned a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were all... Being that they were all under the same umbrella, Whispers and Climax and all of them were under Solar Records, you know, in the Los Angeles. So all kind of in the same. But for them to write as many songs and all those songs, like you said, we would have never known that. That was great information, man, for real.
Yeah.
So shout out.
That was dope.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was a good conversation. I enjoyed that show. Yeah, so don't miss Tweed. Don't sleep on Tweed Cadillac if you guys are not hip to Tweed Cadillac. That's every Thursday, 7 West Coast and 10 East Coast. What's the number, Gino?
Now, that right there, I can't off the top of my head. You put me on the spot. You know what I'm saying? But tap into TweedCadillac.com or TweedCadillac on IG. You can find that out, but you know, yeah, she put me right on the spot, like you know, I wouldn't say, I ain't doing it now. All right, so I would.
That number is.
Shout out to
I got
out
it.
My point. Okay.
It's 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak. Yeah, 347-855-8436. Every Thursday night, Tweed Cadillac show. So check them out. 7 p.m. West Coast and 10 o'clock p.m. East Coast. Tweed Cadillac, yes.
Yep.
One of our sponsors as well, so.
That part.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gentlemen. Yeah, so what's going on with you all out there, ladies? Out there and, you know, Dee Dee, I know you're probably composing another book that you're putting together and all that, but you got a book out there right now like Political Porn, I'm sure it's blowing up because we have political porn literally going on right now in the political realm. You know, so tell us a little bit about that, Dee Dee. What's going on in the book world?
Oh yeah, political porn is it was a nice little splash for me because of the politics, and it was more than just politics. It kind of taught us, it was really based for Black people to kind of know your roots and what these two parties had to offer us. I have videos up on YouTube talking about them. I'm actually going to put a new video up now that Biden has won some of the, because I didn't want to back any candidate, vote for who you wanted to vote for, but some of the things that Biden has done now that he's won is in the book. I'm going to put a new video up. And I do have another book coming out. Should be out the first week of December. And then I have, we're in November, right? Towards the end of December, I have a new series coming out. So I'll be between now and January, February, I got a few books that will be dropping. And I have a new artist coming out. I have a new author. His book is coming out also in, I think, December 6th. I think that's the date. But in December,
okay,
I have an author putting his book out as well. So, okay.
I talked to Snow today, too, and he said that you inspired him to write a book or something that – maybe he can write a book.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. You need to get started on that. And everybody pray for Snow, because Snow, oh, my God, Snow going through it. So maybe you have a lot to write about right now. But shout out to Snow. Everybody pray for Snow, man.
Yeah,
what's going on with you, Queen?
I want to give a shout out to Flex Music. He's always giving me inspiration, and he shares our videos. So shout out to Flex Music if he's listening. And shout out to Meg, Megalicious, because she's always supporting us as well and sharing all of our videos. Shout out to those two, because it means a lot when you're spreading our platform on your site. So shout out to you guys. And what else is going on with me is I'm teaching myself a new language, but I'm not going to tell you guys what it is until I can say at least a greeting or a sentence. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay. We got a new queen language coming soon. We got some new queen slang, some Swahili or something. I know she's gonna dig in the bag, so it's gonna be something deep. So
look
out for the new
queen.
Queen.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking myself up a second language. So I don't want to go with the basics. I want to do something totally different.
Right.
Yeah.
Queenology.
We're
going to get some queenology here.
Queenology. He's asking how to Cozy, hit one. Press one. And see
Cozy
ain't wins.
Here unless he's been here the whole time.
I think
same
he has.
Number,
and
so.
Doesn't know
but yeah, if he is there, press. Right.
Tell him to
know.
Say the whole number that he's dialing, that he's calling from, that he's sitting on. The whole number, not just the area code. If you get a whole number,
give us
that
the first six
you.
Numbers. So I'll know then. Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cozy.
Like I said, press one if you're out there and you want to come on in, press one and we'll bring you in. All righty. Here we go. Go ahead and introduce our guest. I think he's here.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about him and playing his music for the last like 35 minutes. So let's bring in Cozy Dan.
Hello.
There he is.
How you doing?
Coach. Hold on, ladies. Hold on, TDN. Hold on. Coach, what's up, homie?
What's up with you, man? What's up with you?
How you gonna be tardy for your own party, homie?
Oh man, I just
David Ruffin. Shit now. I understand.
Had to handle some things.
Okay. Well, we got you. Cause I'm just asking, man, because all these ladies been on my line. And they seen you, and they've been waiting on you. They're like, where's Cozy Dan, man? So that's all, man. They've been on my bumper, man. So we just had to figure out where you were, bro.
Cozy Dan's in the building, man. You know, I'm
so
here now.
So to the people.
Talk to me.
Tell the people.
Yeah, I'm Cozy Dan. I come from the Valley. But I grew up in the Antelope Valley area, you know, a small area, Palmdale, Lancaster. I don't know. Some people might have heard of it, but yeah, that's That's where I come from. And before I started rapping, I was into football and sports and everything. But I found out that I had another talent outside of that, you know, with the image. So.
Yeah, you definitely have the image.
He said, with the image. He put that on. Hey, he said, with the image. I got that. Go ahead, Cozy. Go ahead, Cozy. I ain't mad at you, though. He said,
yeah,
with the image.
You're right.
Put that shit on there, man.
With the image.
With the image. Yeah.
Look, talk
you know,
that shit, homie.
You know
talk that shit.
Candy, right? Yeah. You know that you're
uh-huh.
So listen, what inspired you to start rapping? Are there is there someone who inspired you or mentor?
Hey, hold on.
That's a lot of background.
Hey, Cozy, check this out if you can, homie. Go into another room, or you got a lot of background back there. We just want to make sure we can hear you clearly.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Yeah, I felt like I was screaming too. All
right, it's good.
Got you, Queen.
Yeah, good. Okay, so what inspired you to get into rapping?
What inspired me to get into rapping would be going to jail, sadly. Losing my scholarship. Yeah, so that really inspired me more.
Oh, that's good. It's something good.
I would hang out with my homie that was rapping, and I would just be in the studio with him chilling, just that one dude that's just chilling, you know. And I just was like, one day, like, let me try it. And I just wanted to hear myself, and I liked it. And then other people liked it, like, you should keep going. So I was like, okay, why not? You feel me? I'm telling myself that, like, why not keep going? So I did, and I could see myself progressing and getting way better. Like, it's crazy. More coming. Me and my boys just dropped a tape. I actually am a group, Cozy by Choice, CBC. And I have a clothing line up. Merchandise.
We got to make sure
what is the name of your clothing line?
Huh?
The name of the clothing line, the same name as your group?
No, we are Cozy Boy Click, CBC, but it stands, like, you know, the CBC is the same, but it's different. The clothing line is Cozy by Choice.
Okay.
The group is Cozy Boy Click.
And how many people are in the group? How many of the guys are in the group?
Really, it's just me and my boy Cozy BYC, my brother Cozy BYC. We really run the group. Like, but I'm the CEO. Like, I started it and everything. Cozy
That's
actually
right.
starts for Cozy actually starts for Confident, Organized, Do the Youngest. And I started this about last year. Yeah, I've been rapping for
a
year now. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's really just me and my boy. But we got dudes that be hanging with us and stuff. Yeah. One of the game, but we don't just let people in, you know. It's just like more loyalty. My bad.
Yes.
Loyalty. It's more loyalty and, like, bringing to the table. Not for just the group, but for yourself. You feel me? What you going to bring to the table for yourself. And I also want to give a shout out to my brother Cozy BYC because he puts it down, like he holds it down for us. Like,
yeah, I was watching that video that you guys did right before the show came on. I wanted to ask you, Cozy, who is your master stylist? Because I was telling him before you came on the show how each song is not the same. Your style kind of switches up since, you know, the beginning. With your videos and up to now, they're not all exactly the same. So who do you match your style to?
I would say my style would be matched to, I don't really know because, I mean, I do idolize Drake, like, because I like how he, switches up his flow. Like, one minute he's R&B and the next minute he's rapping, you know? So I would say, and that's Drake, but, like, I'm myself, you know? Like,
Right.
And that's the, like, I like to switch it up. I'm not just one sound, you know. They're not going to be like, oh, Cozy, he hard, but he just sound the same in every song. No, you're going to be like, who is that? And then you see the name, Cozy Dance. You're like, oh, damn, that's different. I wouldn't think that was Cozy. Like, you know, so it's like Cozy brings flavor. Like, give every time something different.
Right. We played two of your songs already, so they've gotten a piece of your music. I wanted to ask you also, who would be your favorite old school rapper?
My favorite old school, Sugar Free.
There you go. Everyone on the show knows.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you at that one, boy. Good one. Good one.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm always
talking about trying to get a picture with him. I was just talking about it like that. Crazy. Like, and some people don't really know about him. Like, you know, some youngins. So that'll really, like, wake it up. Like, you know, like, man. I'm thinking about that, plotting on the future, huh?
Yeah, I told everyone before you got here that you've done a lot of collabs, you know, and I'm watching your videos. Who would you want, who would be that one person, you said Sugar Free, but who would be that one person you wanted to collab with? Like, if you had your ideal person, and I'm going to say dead or alive, who would you want to do a song with?
Right now, I say I really want to do a song with, Not nobody really. He not. I don't know if like a lot of people know about him, but Bino Ryder. I want to do a song with him and the Blue Bucks.
Yeah, I know about Bino. For sure.
So
I know about Bino. Nip put him on.
Some artists I want to work with, and Kalen for real. I like to work with him because I got a sound that really, you know, fits with that. So yes, a couple people I want to work with. I ain't person that's like, oh, I ain't working with nobody. I like to make music. I love music. But since I've been making music, all I listen to is my music. I can say that. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, that's good because, your music can inspire you, and you can also do your homework from your own music to better yourself.
And other people, too,
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
It's not necessarily taking flows. It's just like somebody might have pitch you don't got, or you feel me? Like, it's just always somebody, like, you can, you know, learn off of. I learned that from an engineer also. And Nifty, Mr. Lifehacks, that's my engineer. Shout out to him.
So your videos, I look at your videos, and I notice that they're not very flashy, which is a good thing, which brings me to my next thing that I'm going to say, which the videos being flashy of the youngsters that we have lost, is that one of the reasons that you would keep your videos, you know, clean and not bring out all these weapons and flossing money and, you know,
I hear you. Oh, no, yeah, and I was thinking that, too, and I actually told my brother that we had to talk about this because I'm actually looking for, like, more radio play, more, like, cleaner, you know, like, for everybody, like, not just reach out to one genre, like, you know, just a flavor. Like, I also got a new song I just made in the studio 2 nights ago. I sent it in. It's called Cream Soda Fago. That one is going to be, like, that's supposed to be, like, my popping hit, like, that I got, you know, finna send out to some labels and stuff. So, I got some plans going on. And then my uncle, Bang Loose, he also helps me out. He's over there with BPM Supreme. You know,
okay.
So I'm trying to get some structure going, you know, clean it up.
You're doing pretty good to be a year in. I was looking for you before you got on. Very talented. We've been playing a few of your songs. I wanted to ask, what's your favorite song that you've done that's yours?
My favorite song that I've done that's mine, that's on the tape, the last tape that I dropped, or?
Both. Give me your favorite one on this last tape that you just dropped, and then that you've done since you started.
On the tape that with Mr. Dohun on it, I would say my favorite song on there would be Mr. Doe Hunt. That's one of my favorite ones.
I think we played that one already. Yeah, we played that right. We played that right before you came on. I like that
yeah,
one.
That
I like that one.
Yeah, Mr. Doe Hunt. And then Too Many Losses, because I really like said some stuff in there that like, I meant. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, took a lot of losses. I can't take no more. After this, it's like lessons. I'm grown, you know. 23 years old.
How old?
23.
Okay.
All right. Well, check this out. Since that's his favorite song, Too Many Losses. Let's go back. We played it once, but we'll play it again because it's all about Cozy Dance tonight. Project out right now. Tell them what the name of the project is and where they can go get it at right now, homie.
The name of the project is, my bad. The name of the project is Too Much Control. And you can go get it on Spotify, Tidal, all platforms. It's out now on all platforms. And it's doing numbers.
Yeah, it's on iTunes too, because that's where I got it from. Yeah.
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify.
That part. Make sure you go
YouTube.
Show support right now to the homie. All digital platforms. Go show support to the homie right now. Crazy Dance. Let's go to this right here. Too Many Losses, man. Off the project right here. We'll be right back.
know that's a banger right there. This was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I just went and downloaded that whole CD on my Apple Music, so I got it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, I can't say that there's one I was like, I'll pass on that one. And I'm not gonna say that because I know you, because I tell my son all the time. He has a few songs. I'm like, yeah, that's not good. So I'm very honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no problem saying, not that one. But because I listened to them before I bought the whole CD. I was like, okay, this is worth buying the whole thing. So it's a good investment, and purchase it. You have to listen, download it, go watch the videos on YouTube.
You.
He has quite a few on YouTube. It's well worth it. It's also on SoundCloud. He has other songs on SoundCloud that I really like. You got to go down the club and listen to some of those songs also. So make sure you do that.
I'm going to cut you off. I just dropped that last night at 7, actually, I just dropped a mixtape out now, Cozy Situations, with my brother. You know, it's a couple features on there. And a big feature on there, I would say, would be Donnie Loke. That's the homie Donnie Loke from the West Coast. Gander Up. Go get that now. It's now streaming on SoundCloud. Just SoundCloud right now, though.
Yeah, make sure you get that. Please go out and support. Like I said, it's well worth it. We've played a few songs on the show tonight. And me and Queen, we want you to come back when we're back. We'll be back on live on YouTube Saturday. We want you back.
On YouTube?
So that we can. We usually do the show on YouTube. Today is something different. We just have to do it this Saturday. We've been having a little technical difficulties. But we will be back live on YouTube, and you have got to come back with us.
Maybe I could bring my brother and introduce my brother, you know, the whole Cozy. That's really the whole cozy, just me and him. But
showcase
some. Maybe
you guys will
come back live.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me slot that in, Cozy? Maybe you'll do it live for us.
When?
When we bring you back on YouTube Live. It looks like we have a caller out there. But I want you to answer, because I want to put you on the spot now. So when we bring you back live, you'll do a song for us?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
I got you obligated now because you're live on the air. So you can't say you didn't tell me that. But we got a caller out there. We want to bring in the caller.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was listening to your show, and I enjoyed the conversation. And do you have a link where I can go and listen to some of your music? I don't know what's going on back there. Is there a link that you can give to me so I can listen to some of his music on SoundCloud?
Oh yes. Instagram. It's in my bio. Link in my bio. Cozy Dance on Instagram.
Cozy Dance on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cozy
Dance. Oh, okay. Great. Cozy Dance and Instagram. Okay. Perfect. I'm gonna definitely share your music with all my friends. I have about 20,000 followers on Instagram.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been. I usually run with a different type of crew. We do a little bit of poetry and sort of music writing, and we came out with a new song we wrote called Munging, and it was based upon I don't know where you get some of your inspiration, but I wanted to kind of share where I got some of my inspiration from. So Munging, it's a song that hits close to home. Are you guys familiar with what munging is?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. So what munging is essentially what you do is whenever you lose, I lost a very close female cousin recently. She was only 20, 25, And so what we did, a group of the guys, we all got together, and we went to her gravesite about a few days after she had passed. And what we did is we just we dug up her grave, and we all started gangbanging it and coming inside of the corpse. And somebody jumped off one of the tombstones, and somebody wrapped their lips around the vagina.
Wow.
And as it smashed down onto the stomach, the guts.
Wow. You know, hold on, man. I had a feeling. Hey, you know, I'm listening to this dude. I had a feeling this shit was going left, but I was like, I don't know. I'm going to give him a minute. I don't know who the fuck you were, bro. Don't call up in here with that bullshit, homie. I don't know, but, you know, I had a feeling. Something told me in my spirit, bro, that this shit didn't sound right, right? I was listening to the dude. I'm like, I'm giving him a chance. But I'm like, this shit don't sound right. You feel me? It don't sound right, bro. It's like that was some weird shit right there. I just felt it. You know what I mean? And he proved it to me, man. That was some bullshit. And then I got we got a lot of more callers now with their unknown numbers. So I don't know if it's you with the bullshit too, but let me bring you in. Caller, hello. From an unknown number.
Nah, I'm not with the bullshit.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
How are you doing?
He said, I'm not
hello.
With the bullshit.
Caller, hello.
I'm not with the bullshit. That last caller was absolutely disgusting. How are you all doing?
Hey, we'll speak on it.
Hello.
I'm doing good. My name is Michael Mississippi. My rapper name is Mississippi Mike. I drop bars down in Jackson. I want to know, what's your biggest lyrical inspiration?
Say that one more time.
What was your question?
I want to know what your biggest lyrical inspiration is, because I write my own rap music too, and I don't know what type of music you do, but just tuning in, what's your musical inspiration? How do you write your lyrics?
I write my lyrics.
How did you hear about this show? How are you not knowing who this is, but you tuned in? I'm sorry, bro.
Well, I was just
I'm kind of thrown off right now.
I saw music up on the side.
Okay. All right. I just want to make
Coach,
sure you're legit.
Go ahead,
homie. Go ahead, Coach.
But no, yeah, I write my music off the lifestyle. It's funny. I'm from the lifestyle I live and growing up, being in the streets, and, you know, just a lot. That's just what because I'm really from, like, the city, like, in the middle type. So
amen.
I used to be in L.A., everywhere. So I didn't grew up South Central. I didn't hopped around going to school in L.A. It's crazy, so... Yeah, that's pretty much what I live, write my lyrics off of. Life I live, what I seen. I really like to do it like more like I said, like I told them on the radio, I'm trying to get more like professional with it. And just really make music. So.
I pretty much have the same process from the life I live down here in Mississippi. One of my favorite lyrics that I wrote goes like this. Goes like, fuck shit.
Yeah, we ain't doing that, dog. We're not doing that. All right, we're not taking this questions answers. You can't spit freestyles and all that, dude. We're not doing that tonight. Let me take another call. The 213. Hello.
So then the maggots and the cum shoot into the mouth as they jump into the stomach of the dead corpse, and the cum and guts flow into the mouth of the person, and it just shoots inside that mouth.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's going on
over
here tonight, man.
Don't take no more callers, because I don't know where they're coming from either. They're just jumping out of what. I don't know if they're taking more callers.
This is a first right here. I don't know what's going on here tonight. I really do not know.
That's not what we're about. Yeah. You so attractive. We put you out there, and we got the craziest people coming.
I'm a scammer. That's why. I'm a scammer. There's a lot of scammers trying to fuck with me tonight. Excuse my language.
Oh. No, it's all good.
Okay.
Man.
This is
a dark
web over here, man.
So we could screen the questions. We get a few weirdos on our live show, but we could read the questions. We don't have to say them out loud. When you get phantom callers,
yeah,
you got to take a chance. On our comments, we only read that are appropriate. But
this
yeah,
is actually really funny. This is really crazy.
Yeah.
This some shit big boy be dealing with sometimes. Like, damn, what's going on?
Hey, that's what happens when you become famous, homie. You're going to deal with a lot of weirdos and shit. You know what I mean? You'll never know where it's coming from. You know, there were weirdos coming out the woodworks on you, bro. I'm seeing a lot of more callers, but I don't even want to take these callers. I don't know who's
No,
who,
don't take no more callers.
I'm seeing some California.
Yeah,
okay, we ain't taking callers. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know who or what you guys are on or who led. I don't know, but don't do it. It ain't about that over here, man.
I didn't advertise to press one on the number. I didn't ask anybody to press one. I don't want to get out of character tonight.
You know what I'm saying? Celebrating the homeboy tonight, Cozy Dance. You know, so we're not going to get out of character, man. But you weirdos, keep that shit over there.
We're going to make sure we bring you back.
And it's
bad because
we finally have some good callers with good questions. Sorry, Queen.
We're going to make sure to bring you back on our live show. That way we can avoid all of this right here, where you can have your proper hour time, where we can have a proper conversation with you without all of that, okay? So we're going to bring you back to our YouTube live show, because I'm not showing this right here at all.
It's okay.
So,
I'm having a good time, all that. But
cool.
Yeah, I understand. I really understand, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
I would love to come back.
Okay, well, Didi will set it up with you, you know, to come back to our YouTube live show. That way you'll be on screen. You can bring your brother with you. So Didi will be in touch with you to set that date up.
Okay.
That's
perfect.
Yes. And I guess we won't be giving anything out tonight to press one to get a gift or
I know
we give out gifts every week from the Hookah Lounge. Always pay attention to the conversations. We ask a question and people call in or they tap in, answer the question. We give out gifts every Saturday. So yeah. I know we've got great responses, a few of them have great listenership, and of course you see we got a lot of people tuned in to listen to you. Unfortunately,
you pushed the wrong callers,
but you got fans out there, like you said, there's a lot of people on hold to ask you questions. So that's a success for you. Make sure that you guys pick up his music again. It's not all. Go ahead, Cozy. Let them know where to find your music and give me your handles.
You can find my music on Spotify, all platforms. Actually, I'm not even gonna name them. You know, all platforms. Whichever platform you got is on Cozy Dance. Instagram at Cozy Dance. Yes, Instagram at Cozy Dance. Twitter at Cozy Dance with two S's at the end.
And you can also thank you. Find the link.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know.
Well, thank you for coming.
And see you soon.
Appreciate it.
Real soon.
Yeah, blessings to your prosperity as well.
Yeah, so y'all can see this.
We'll definitely have you back really, really soon on our YouTube live. And if you want to follow him, if you don't remember how to get his handles, you can check me or Queen's Instagram under the flyers. We tagged him, so you'll be able to find his Instagram through one of our flyers that we put up for the show tonight. So if you didn't have a chance to write down his Instagram handle, and all of his music is in his bio.
Correct.
Okay.
New tape is in the bio, actually. And you could go find it in there. After you see my name, Fuzzy Dance, you're going to know how to spell it from there on out. So you're good.
Don't forget. And tap in the YouTube. Watch our videos. Tap in the YouTube.
That
tap our videos. Just plug in Cozy Dance and they come up.
I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. So, and that one's easy to find. You don't have to look real hard. Cozy Dance just comes right up. I didn't have to search real hard. Tap in
the only one. The videos. One and only. Ain't no
yes,
other.
Indeed. Right? Make sure you like Anna and like those videos. So,
yeah, take us out with one of them. Take us out with the new Cream Soda Faygo if y'all got that one on file. so they could hear that one. See, he
that,
knows.
That's it right there. Yeah, that,
there
I got you, bro.
He
I got you, bro.
Again, I'm telling you.
Bad lights get cursed, how the flight go? Come my way, doing what I say, go. Bad lights get cursed, how the flight go? Oh, by the way, party up in Danko. Tryna turn it up, blow mommy, it's all flight go. Come my way, doing what I say, go. Bad lights get cursed, how the flight go? Oh, by the way, party up in Danko. Tryna turn it up, blow mommy, it's all flight go.
Okay, well, I think we're that's it. Didi Queen?
I'm here.
Hello?
Oh.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but what happened? Yes, you're
here. I'm
here.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear both.
G. Lou.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
G. Lou, you probably got us muted.
I'm here.
Yeah,
you can't hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm here. I was just saying that's yeah.
Can you hear me?
I feel you. Yes,
hello?
I can hear you.
Hello. You can hear me?
I can hear
okay,
you.
we're gonna check out of here. I guess everybody can't hear everybody, but that's the end of the show. Thank you to our special guest, Cozy Dance. And we'll be back next week, back on YouTube, same time, same place. Thank you for everybody who tuned in. And we are out of here. Peace and love.